Let's look, we're going to ignore Lamed Ches on the base and respecting the wide line. The narrow line, the wide line, the very wide line. The wide line, you put a very wide line, second wide line. The other of Achamim says of Achidara, Ali Reitim Shabiyachle, I was once said in Shabiyachle Rei, Zayis Mabiyach, the Rei, that tickled
Olive, that was,
And instead of bracha at the beginning of the end, so the Shalom didn't know why, when you cook, when you have fruits or vegetables, so you generally serve them to the right to the right. The Shalom is, what if you cook them, or what if you soak them, uncovers, and what if you grind them into tiny particles? You made a shulim, cooking is a shulim, and soaking is a shulim. If it's kavish to the shulim, soaking, maliyach is a shulim. And grinding is a shulim. Do you say, like shulim, cut up a tuna, sometimes takes off the original tuna, the original Easter. The U.S. was considered a synthetic food that was rather sufficient. But you say, no, but shulim didn't come around with a doesn't affect anything. It remains the same. So that clear by other things you said, you're kind of mumbling the bracha before and after, you don't know that well. But if you have a thought, Ishmael, if you hold that it maintains its original status, so you said before and you said that you're right and afterwards you said that it's appeared. But if you hold in anything that's Mishkana, any Michael that was Mishkana, either Dishu or Dishu, either Maliach to a fair, either Kodesh, either Hina, is the music's original standard, is considered a synthetic Michael. So this one with a bracha before and is going to have to be shopping in advance for a bracha even on synthetic food. But we can use a chemical that tastes good. Is there shopping in advance? It tastes good. So that's not a bracha for the time to be sharing that bracha. There is no bracha shalom for it. If you have breath, then you say different on that. If you have shakes, you sell on this. If you have fruit, you sell on that. So if you have chicken, or fish, or potatoes, and tomatoes, and oranges, and apples, but if Mama Kananda, the Amorim, how you showing me in the early days, they didn't see any benefits. That's fine with me. Because my son, the rest of the people, the younger parents, that the mimic does not know what cooks have been around with the bar, and the mimic rather than me, that you say benefits, you can't do anything. But if you need to have been, the man of the economic power, they didn't say any benefits. So that's what the man said. Yeah, I'm a fish man, but he has the similar color, that the status of your payment hasn't changed. When you cook it, or when you pickle it, the bracha before is going to end, the bracha after all is already cut to it. But if you have that shimmery kaina, shimmery is considered a synthetic food, so what kind of a bracha could he possibly be saying lachra? The remark is, no, maybe he already had the minute to say down the fish. That would be on the ringlock. That is my adiastic, you can crash on the last one. That is my crash on the last one. How is it possible that this is a bracha achreina? So you're eating a zayis, Moriah. A zayis has inside a hard cake. The hard cake is well out. Well, sure, zayis is dividing other zayis together all together. But if you throw it out the cake, doesn't that have to look at zayis? So how can you possibly tear up like a hole? So how can you get my man? How can you get my man? The sure that zayis is measured by the zayis daily. How can you change the initial training? The level is a bit of zayis, because zayis yamal is cutting the level of training. And here happened that this night to show you Kaka, it was a Zayi Zayi, and that's the taking out the fish and the Zayi Zayi. Yeah, still have a share of the Zayi Zayi. But anyway, so that's what he said about Kaka. Here, thank you, Zayi Zayi. The Gemara had asked the Kasha on the last line, on Lama Chesel and Dei. Kaka said, Raka Chayna, after swallowing, after finishing to eat, that the Zayi is, they can write the first, and the night to eat, and that's the Zayi, and that's the Zayi, there should be more Raka Chayna. The patient wants to know, there's no bracha chayna. If you eat anything in the house, which bracha chayna? If you're eating bread, which takes a halter, which is a bracha chayna, the halter, they're not going to cook with the zayin, so you only say bracha chayna if you have a zayin. We pass from the natal, you only say bracha chayna if you ate today's three. The natal, from the natal one, since it's a bracha chayna, they're eating a bracha with a bracha. The natal chayna has to have a halter, but you didn't eat it today, so then you don't say bracha chayna. If you eat cherry crisps together, you have cookies, and you have one of the fruits that you say, all right, it's up here, and you have one of the salad, and you have to have this one, or something like that. So that's either the right for the left, right on the right, and I'll take it to them, which is the breakfast, it's a cake in the video, that I'll eat that food, and I'll look at all the colors that they're right for the left, right on. So if it's the right to cook, it's based on the same person. The fact is that أي كنت سامي جاهل تجمعين وأي 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 And if you had fruit, or a lot of things, a cake of cookies, you have to say, the bona fide is just a bona fide after finishing a candy bar, after finishing tea, is not a bingo light, it's not a bingo light bona. It's a limit. That's how you know it's at the end of the day, 100 hours. And now it's a sick cousin, now I want to get by. Taking it from the Mishnah, $1 on the dollar. In the second half of the second Mishnah. And down after the second Mishnah, Asher Tanai with some, a person is thirsty. If a person drinks water and he's not thirsty, then he doesn't say any drach at all. Let's say, drink water and water to swallow it first. He doesn't say any drach at all. Then if he's thirsty and he drinks the water, if he wants to swallow it all and he takes soda, or he takes chocolate milk or something, he says, that's the water. Then he says, drop on water, he says, man, let's come. So he says, man, let's come, what drop it is? This is half a minute drop. So I start to learn the boy in the question, grab a, this has to learn now. So that's the sign of what is it to you, Shami, which I start to learn, but he say, boy in the question, so when do you say, boy in the question? After the question. He's going in, he says, and shop, he says, boy in the question, and what is it? So this is an area that you've already said. And then you can do that on the right hand side, and I tell you, this mission is quoted, and you can have an air in the dollar and the rest. The other says that sometimes when the Chachamim don't have a clear stock on record, then they tell you, put Chazuri, my Yom of the Bar. Go outside and take a look. What is the minute of them? I'm of the Bar, the Am, the best. I'm the outside. What are the people who are outside of it? So that's the Gemara has over here also. The last people in the world, and here and now, the last piece in the territory to the world. I'm going to write about some of that dying. I'm going to write an essay, brother, yes, one of the Chachamim. Look at Shammai, why don't we fast him? Is that the issue? What prophet is saying that he drink water? So he says, put Chazim on Amid Dabar, and what's Amid Dabar that he says, Shahata Bisharan, and he says, why don't we fast him? So the Gemara quotes it, where is the Gashi Dabar? They say, this is memory, but put Chazim on Amid Dabar. So sometimes in Talmud and Yigal, we had it at the end, I think, of the second period. The Gemara says, similarly, no Gama Kahanik Shahat Kodo. The new garden is that they don't give the Zohar Lachayim after he won't fix it, and they don't go to mikveh before by sharing begging at a mikveh before he learns and before he comes, and it's not a zaka that Shemayim is one of the different things. So the best mistake seems to be the most, that whenever we don't have a clear cut after all, we will say, when are we doing it? When are we doing it? And Christ said, it's coming, that's what we're doing. We'll have the intuition to be able to figure out the what the stuck on that. This observation once gave a whole direction that was incorrect about the Gemara Sanhedrin on that guy in that
Yeah.
And then Yamalayim, you look at this particular Tanakh, the kind of Rafa in Tanakh, for this idea. So you might have one after the other, that's 5 or 6 members like that. So Rafa, what you said, what does it mean? What's the whole idea of the Gemara? They have to find the Kareem from Tanakh for that. So you said, no, that's the idea of the Gemara, that if the Gemara, such a saying, they figured out that this is Rafa in Tanakh.
I need a little piece of anything, a blade or something that's less than a shear.
and doesn't have a Bukhut Hamad, and doesn't have a Lamut, and doesn't have a Lamut, and doesn't have a Lamut, already disappears. So maybe pass around, you say, benefit, benefit, this is the general problem, so this one thing, so this is called belief. Aliha Yaimer, the boy of the flesh is. Maybe the seventh line, Aliha Yaimer, the boy of the flesh is king, the Labrach Hashivu. It's a miscellaneous darkness. It's a past the line of anything. It floats around. It floats around. It's very precious. You see it floating. And it's that which is on the side of the Baruch HaShalach. So now, put Chazim Ayam in the back of the Baruch HaShalach. It's a blatant Baruch like Shahakha needed to wear it. The Mishnah says, Kulam, Mama Shahakha, and that's the leather, if you set Shahakha on anything, that's the last place to say is, if you snag the sun, you must have a different kind of sun. Sometimes they're very active sun. Sometimes they're very easy sun. Sometimes they're very, very unique sun. The person says, well, if you snag the sun, and then the person says, Shahakha, leave it well, yes, sir. That's the Shmuk Oka. The person says, in Kulam, Mama Shahakha, and that's the Kulam, everything. Even on day in the sun, he says, Shahakha, and that's the person in the first part of that letter. Well, if I'm not sure what the Baruch Shalach never is, I'll say So you take the last one of those things, and you say, Adam is not, it's better to take that Adam than to say Shahako.
Which is better than Brian Fashion?
Yeah, better than Brian Fashion. But that's what the Lee holds. The Lee holds, because the people are going to say they're actually taking the sound, yeah, so just like that mentioning of the Lee, they're how to be similar to the Lee, that's the idea that they're supposed to be surviving. The Shah has a Shahi, let's say, Tala Jetson, Tala Eli, Tala Mithya, that's awesome, Do you mind if I should take me to negate our girlfriend? Can we disagree? No! Call the people up on it, saying the right to take them. It's the way it's not just out there, the way it's under shape, not done the pressure, it's easier, Baruch HaShalach Leah. So Baruch HaShalach Leah is the way it's saying the right to take and find the rest of the fact that you're finished. You're not going to be prepared for the rest of the fact that you're finished. You should, so that's how you feel it. So you have to show the, how do you need the Gemara's caution? Ignore, I took shelter in the story as Revelation. Either Rabbi Yechanan and Aitis tickled Aleph. Either he said very few words before and he said, I'll wait for 3 words. As soon as they said, If you all didn't say, go to her, and you said, I don't accept it, then you have a passion. But if you all just think, you can't be too sure. That's one shelter, isn't it? That's what the shelter is, that we don't have market kind of, we don't have market kind of, that when it's Mishtana, Mishtana is in the so we say market kind of. That's the dark part is that. So the Pasha Dura is on the island. The Pasha Shani is with the Shani. Kana Hadash is there, the kind of conjunction of synthetic things. Synthetic things? That's not the answer of this thing. Yes. So that's the Pasha Shani that it's not. It's the synthetic thing conjunction of Kana Hadash is there. So that's the first inside the two shekels. The one shot was that the Gemara is Kasha, and it is the Baruch HaShalach Leah, was only in Lema, according to that card that he said, very great, and I'll answer, then you have a Kasha. this is not part of the heckler. But if you have, let us know that he said that the question, then it wouldn't have been a heckler. So that's what the Gemara is trying to force the issue to prove the Kepshat was correct, that he must have said, not that the left line on the top, they're trying to prove which shot and which shot in the Elijah Shah is correct. How about some Akashi? How about the other time that any block has done that yet, even less than the Kazan? So the Mark doesn't want to look at that. That's the Mark. That's the Mark. Here, the person can only be shedding clothes, there's a problem with the Yishami here. Yishami calls the Mike Shah, Yishami was compared by the Elitin, but it's not even about the Elitin. He lives in Elton Slop. Tommy Shami listens to Tom. Is that tempted? So Tommy Shami tells us that once upon a time that the Ethan made an Aleph and didn't have a Shia? So the Shia was, if he made an Aleph, the Adam said, Rakha Chana, if he didn't have a Shia. So the Shami says, no, that's not true. Then you need the Shia if you need a little stick on it. But if you have a double shovel, then you may have brought a hammer on a double shovel. So let's say I have a tangerine. I won't get a smoke with it. I have a tangerine. A little grape, which is less than the size of an olive. I have a tangerine, a bigger fish. I have a tangerine that takes out one section of the tangerine. But since that one section has a membrane all around it, so that's a double shovel. Whenever you have a double shovel, then that's the real good. If you have, let's say, a gumdrop, or you have chocolate cases or something like that, just because the company manufactures like that. Some of that's not necessarily a big deal, but one can think of that that's not a double shovel. It's not time change. You want to get, to pay more money, and if they couldn't make big candy, they'll lose them. But they can't charge so much money, people are not going to buy. If you charge more money, they'll give you a little time candy bar, because that's not a double shovel. But the double shovel makes the food grow like that. But if you have a double shovel, a few of trade achas, you have every unit of the tangerine, or every barrier, every grape and so on. You have a double shovel, then you start drop off. The shaman is out this year. That's the place to go. Not 21, but 51. The shaman states like that a different will be burning a zayin. That is the bracha chayna. And the Alec, I will have each year, counter from the shiur, and for good and all, the Qur'an man, he has given the short barrier. What does it mean? See, what I'll call it, Yad Shalom Rav, and not in my grace. He's only the one that is great, even though his grace is a fairly great, and it's less than a Kazayi, even his grace are less than Kazayi. Okay, Yad Shalom Rav, the pomegranate has tiny little... Yeah. Yeah. But each one of those tiny little ones, yeah, he's great at the Al-Qa'ala. Al-Qa'ala, it's even if only one unit, because it's a whole unit. We have such a concept, where did you get such an answer? Where did you show me get such an answer? That even though you didn't design it, the Baba Chayla, that it was a double shine of berries in practice, the best place in the Babu Yosef, the best place in the Babu Yosef, the Gemara says that Lachol et Asur is in the gym. If you eat straight the food, that's why I don't even need a tiny little meat cut to show you that one up there. I'm telling you that that's what you do with your opponent. And then with another thing, if you need to desire to get out of bed, to eat a barrier, if you need a barber shower at the barrier, let's say I have a straight insert. If you have a direct set of market, I need a straight supply. But that is a tiny little thing. So it might be if you need a barber shower, if you crush this and it's a tiny particle, then maybe standing in it, then you have to use a wire to crush them. And even if it's okay, yes, now they must be alive, but the berry does not be alive. It has to be a double shallow. When it says in the Gemara, it's ochel chai. Unless it's supposed to be chai doesn't mean a light bag, it means chai doesn't have a shallow. Oh, if it's crushed, then it's not a berry anymore. So the Moshe of the Gemara says, a Jira Moshe, even a Jira Moshe, that's what it says here. The Gemara says, a Chumim, I think I'm that quick. I'm an hour, I'm not mistaken. If you eat the whole Gira Nash, even though it doesn't have a Kazayi, if you like it, because that's the double shine, that's the whole Easter. A barrier, it's barrier shine. So that's a Dinder Eiter, it's not a Dinder Eiter. But if you have a barrier, it's a double shine that can substitute for the requirement for the Shia Kazayi. So you shine yourself the same over here. You need a Kazayi in order to set Rakha Chayma, but if you need a barrier, it's a best equivalent of a Shia Kazayi to the sense of Rakha Chayma. guilty the Sharia is, we have rules and regulations when something qualifies to be considered a failure. But that's a real failure. We don't have given real good when you get Malkus. We haven't been given Malkus for a long time. That's why the Bezer Station Smukum to give Malkus. So we might as well just know that there's no Smukum. If anything they say, it's the one for the Institute Smukum to give Malkus. You never got up to down. They said a couple of things, you didn't give the Malkus. And the ability doesn't discuss even a failure to the judge to give him an office or even a duty to the right. The ability doesn't have to do that, but a failure on every table. So we take the rules and regulations and the Mechaba, we are good, we take the clothing of the Balei HaFeitu. And the problem is that the failure is, this is the way the Torah formulates things, like you have a problem, the Sheriff. The Sheriff is the failure, we are not sure, we have a Sheriff, what's to do? That's when you have faith in grace. How come the grace of faith? Oh no. We were the first few years. Several of that mother came with the nicest. Okay. Like I said, something like that. So you're going to say that if you eat one grape, you're going to be naked. The person says, that's not called a barrier. And the other guy says, that's not called a barrier. He said it didn't, you see, by the sheriff, and he said it's only over the Easter. A sheriff, he's asking, that's the Easter, he's not a sheriff. A sheriff, he's never shown it. He don't know, she's that part. If he's a whole Gila Nash, even though it's a tiny game, if a whole Gila Nash is absolutely right, Gila Nash is that even a hurricane shale, that is, he can't even rest on Gila Nash. He can't even rest on the sheriff anymore. That's the case he said before, and it's not in there too. And it's not a failure, too. Even a whole day, if you can't even rest, then it's not a lot. We're no longer disabled of this. But let's say you have a grape. If you cut the grape to work, it's not called Solomon anymore. It's not called Kalaya Solomon, it's not called Solomon anymore. No, no. I didn't see all that. We said maybe it's the all of Kalaya Solomon. Several. These are things that all kinds of things for them to live in games and bubble up and everything. But let's actually say that that's called a berry, that's not called a berry. So do it, or even if you need the full grape, or you have, let's say, you eat a full kernel of grain, of several, or clay or kelim, you're not going to get Malkus for eating that. That's not called a berry. But that's what a lot of Achayim stuff to do. You can't say, you don't understand the cloud. Let's finish any discussion over here. We should talk to, whether you talk to like Yishan or not. The race in the end of Erezen has a cloud. At the end of Erezen, the last parents of Erezen talked about miscellaneous things. The only thing to talk about there is the very big opponent of Mashiach Kol. But I'm sure that you're not allowed to play the musical instrument. So you can't have party there to play the musical instrument. Let's say someone wants to see the music and he wants to play with the spoon on the glass on the table. There's something more that you're not allowed. What if he's not playing musical instrument? Let's say he wants to get into the house and he's knocking on the door. He's got spoon in that thing and he's knocking on the door. It doesn't sound like music, it's not for child, just knocking on the door. What is it? It's not using a knocker even, just knocking on the door. Is that a music or not? So the Yishani says that you're not allowed to. Because if someone once went for a walk on a Friday night and he came back home, and he's screaming, let me back in, and he didn't hear. He wasn't going to knock on the window at the door, but you're not allowed to. That's not sure at all. He had a seat in the street.
That if it's a matter of three and you can wash my clothes, even though it doesn't have any reason, it just makes a noise when you're not going to do it. So then I'm not sure that food is not allowed in Germany. That is, these things are not for Zanshari. So this person says, oh, right, but they never follow that Ramah. I'm not right in Poland, they didn't use that, because another part of the world didn't use that. So that's the detail, Shalom, that they have a clean and you can wash my clothes, and it's not a cold window, you've got to ask them, they just come back with you, and go out the window. The guy who comes to the Tabi is new to come to the Shami version. So what do you do when you have enough legs in the Tabi and the Shami works the cloud? So the root, the end of everything has this cloud. The root right, and it's kind of a statement, that the Chachmei HaBavli, Rabir HaBashi, who ready to become the Tabi, they're aware of everything that is said in the Shami, it can be clear. They know everything that is said there. And then they wrote the conclusion of the Tabi, the final vote. They had a big convention, and they had the final vote.
So whenever they make their final decisions, obviously they take everything into consideration. So they might come to the public, and then you show me that what was like the public that they also said that today. And follow the lady on the road. If you have, let's say, the Amorites in Cheshire Mishri, if you have, let's say, Amorites, you find some like the Chuber, and then you discover a new Chuber from the Yehudi that didn't, that wasn't available on the days of Amorites, you find some. You find a new Chuber at some Tesla, a new Chuber at the Ajvo, a new Chuber from Yishayim, and then you have these, and if Amorites, you would have known about the Chuber from Yishayim, Chuber from Yishayim, and this now has said such a. But then the Ramah says that you don't assume that it's a good idea. The only time you say, you talk to like the Lady Chacham Meir, and we assume that they knew they were aware of everything that they see, and they took everything into consideration, and after two days, they came to the conclusion. They must have had a good reason why they talked to such a. But if you look at my children, he says, look, not another thing, and that he don't get to stop yards. Obviously, it wasn't available to him. But then you don't apply here for such a bad place. And after the year says, no, the Davni was written next to the Yishanu, and they did know. The Chachma HaDavni knew that it said in Yishanu, that they took his name, Kachet is Kachet, so he said, Hirchus to Kachet. So that's what they did, and it was possible that the Davni went to Yishanu, and therefore, Mashiach Kares, it is not the day of the Inward, his Mitzah, his Mitzah. So that's what many Yishanu have got over there, the women go and talk to Zaki Yishanu. That he's not allowed to knock on the window of the door, even though it's Mozema, he's just the Yishanu went to Davni. The original place, you know, it has that cloud that's in the floor, and so it's another mountain like this, you know. So this cloud is what the Yishayim discussed over here. The Kashuk shot seems to imply that the Babi and Yishayim are found two versions of the same story, and they're different. The Yishayim, the best part of the story, he ate an olive, and he said it brought out for him, and the first one was, how did he say, the same question was asked by both. He didn't know he. We only ate one fig and said, like that. We didn't know that some of the fig. We used to give olives every day. We used to give olives every day in the hotel. We were burning the olives to them. He gave the same, so that's the question. It was once that the Yisrael ate an olive, but any time they're not. Maybe it's a different location. Maybe the Baal was telling one story, and the Shaman telling a different story. We say that it's necessarily the same story. So that's the question. So Baal is telling the story, it's the same story. The stuff that's the same, you heard an hour, you didn't have a shoe, and you said a bracha for you, you said a bracha for you, that's three different answers. So you have a spirit in the Bible of Yishanu, so that's the cloud. We talk about the Bible against the Yishanu, even when the two versions are within of the Yerichanan, the students wrote the Yishanu, they read the Yerichanu still. So you would have thought that they would know better than Tavliyim. The Tavliyim were never too sure what Rabbi Yechanan had said, you were going to be here. Rabbi Yechanan said that the other version of Chiyah Tarab, who was it, the other one? We have never heard the version, and how you can say his version, his version, that's not what he's talking about. The young bit of my, young bit of perhaps four, maybe he followed the Babli against the Yishami, Amorim, and the Babli disagreed with Amorim and Yisham, but if he gave him two versions of that, and maybe we should think then, as the Talmud and Yisham, but they say the first answer, the place is in Sinus, and that's Kodei from an hour, and there's a demand city that Kodei, so we're not led by the Yechon Yishlev, how do you not know the staff? I want to obligate myself to owe you money at the first of nothing. Please have that first step back to a friend on the rock of the earth and cross heaven and please to get that first thing to heaven. The creation of things I'm ready. I'm not giving to a non-profit organization. I'm giving out a chair. I promise to give them around $1,000. Something. You have to take my money. Think I can do it. I am going to tell you. and so basically all of them see this, the face is present, even though we talk about the earth and even that they have to face. And even if the same is kind of the other, just like the whole Indian Siddha Khalifin can create, he called this moment for writing a document, writing a star, not to create, not like I'm expecting a law, a certain race from North America, I cannot believe myself, I think this is so, I cannot believe myself, moment to you, as opposed to nothing. There's no choice. The Indian services, the Indian family, that's really no consideration. But we, that's really one book that we have to have to cancel. It's not consideration in some of those things. And one might have been led to believe that probably the people who wrote in the Shami knew better what Rabbi Yochanan was up than the people who lived in Israel, because there's nothing to him. We followed it badly against the Shami, even when they were disputing what did Rabbi Yochanan say. When it came down bottom line, how Rabbi Yochanan said, the witness written in the Babylon as an Ashkala Rabbi Yochanan, unless they made a dish of Hakir and were sent to the irrigation, but that's what he did instead, and he talked like the Babylon, even if it's Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the issue that Rabbi Yochanan said, because if you have the exact same story, Rabbi Yochanan talked about Rabbi Yochanan made $1, and then he said about Rabbi Yochanan, about Hachayna, and they both asked the same question as the Tosha Hashim, and it's two different answers. So obviously the Bible has the Yochanan's answer is wrong, but there is no such thing as Daria, the Tosha. And then Yochanan said no. Yeah, I lived in Israel, we only lived 1 hour of it, and all that time, someone else is there, maybe she didn't have to take hours every day. So I wonder, he heard that, and wonder here, the Sikha Dalit, and it was a sign of the Kaddish from the Rishon, so what was the Pumi Yechzer Tayyar? And that was one discussion. Then on another occasion, he heard a Malik, but didn't have a Kishir, and he said, I don't know, and that was a different so they were going to bury a shame, so Shaykh the Pastor went there, it's not necessarily a Machlek, it's because the Babylon is something that you have to take a Shir and pass like one or the other, in which case you pass like the Babylon, you can say that they're both correct. So that's the shame, if one should assume first place it says the whole college can already be done for the national author, the Shami is in touch is in disagreement with the Babylon. So the national author in chain, if you all like that, and I walk at the most of showing you Shami. So he said, then you don't pass it like you Shami. If it's the same story, two different versions, but even if it's the Israel enemy, he lives in that still we're gonna pass it like the Babylon. And everyone is there, well I'm not gonna let you tell me first one, if I got to say it, who says that it's the same story as a student? But they're going to make money out of it. So one story is in the Babi, one story is in the Sham, and they're both correct. Then the kind of expert who can look on the earth and the living can make a stack. You do. A head of yourself, I don't know. You don't know how to put it on. You can look with eyes and say, this is a head. No, let's make the head of all of God. That's the new leader to work on. Forever. But a lot of times you can tell. You look a whole job for a lot of things you are signing. You're signing out of
it. What do you know then? That the Yeshua left us when he made a knowledge which was not tickle? But if he ate a knowledge that was tickle, then it's the same as ours. What kind of knowledge did he eat in Yeshua?
So that's the Shaila. Some Yishanim are there to see the Babylon Yishanim and the Babylon wants to talk to like the Babylon. They might think it's too late for Yishanim, whether the Yishanim is against the Babylon or not. So therefore we thought that a person should avoid getting involved in such a matter, because they should never eat only one peanut, a lifetime to eat a peanut, because that's an issue. At least one grape is not an issue. They should never eat such a tiny little thing. Either should eat, either should cut it in half, and eat less than a bag of peanut. Or eat fresh peanuts, whatever. That's also correct. But eat one peanut, that's a very like if you have a burrito. That the Ramadan eat one little stick of it, that's a Gavishama. Eat one section of the tangerine, that's an end of the day. You don't have to tell the tangerine that you should eat one section of the Gavishama. When the son eat one peanut, the rest of the Gavishama. Then if he takes the one peanut of the two, and he looks at it here, and then he eats one, and then he eats the other. Is that still called a burrito, or does he have to put it into his mouth as a Gavishama? Mishnah says that every bone can have the status of an egg. And over has you have to have an Ephraim shoulder with a little bit of buffer around it and look at it. So let's say if I take a bone and I take up one of the, section of a whole tiny bone with a little flesh on it with a little bit of a gear on it, it can be less than a desire. Only if you swallow it, the Shabbat is he chews it in his mouth, and then he follows it by the time that he swallows it, he doesn't have a Shabbat anymore. But he knows that he still likes it. He's bad at it. So what a chalk of this means. What if he has 30, his first teeth don't work so well? So he takes the Eid Melachai, he's chalish and thinks the Eid Melachai. He likes to see what it tastes like. He takes the Eid Melachai, he cuts it up into tiny particles, and then he puts it in his mouth and he follows it. So the Gemara says, the chalk of the Achut, and then he puts it in his mouth, and it's not a double shaman anymore, it's not a barrier. So the fastest is whether it works, if you hold like a Yishalmi, if you eat a barrier, just like if you're naked, because the barrier can substitute for the Gazari protein, the barrier can substitute for the Shia, Gazari for the Brach HaKhana, it has to be that you put it in your mouth, as a barrier, as a double shaman. No, if you take a finger and you break it in half, and then you put the finger in your mouth, so the Chayyad that could not be a barrier, at the fastest. That's a problem. It's one should sound like that. But if you compare the only dealing of barrier, substituting for the desires to the dealing of market, the barrier can substitute for the desires of market, which is not for Hulim, so you should compare the result of the mind and the end of the Gidan Ocean Hulim. The Gidan says, the cost of the Gidan is to cost up the barrier, the Gidan Ocean, the place that's in his mouth, and the place that's in his mouth. But he puts it in his mind, he doesn't have to swallow a child, he just shows up before he swallows it, and has the status of barrier. But the rest of it is discussed. Let's take a little bit. If a person says, I'm 18, and he puts the bread in his mouth and he starts to cook, he very swallows. You know what I'm saying? I have to stick and I have to say that to the bracha again. Why? Because I'm chewing. If I chew bread and I'm sitting right, I don't have to say a bracha. You only have to say a bracha if you swallow. So the bracha is only quiet on the swallowing. So he said, I'm 18, and he's not sticking his swallow later. So perhaps he can eat the bracha, and the singer requires the bracha. And the Rashash is, the Rashash is a little bit, the Rashash is a little bit, the Rashash is a little bit, and said, I'm not an army, if you had a swallow there, a bottle would be a bracha of atolah, because this shame is sitting up, doesn't require a bracha. But shame is not for us, it's the beginning of the eating, so since the bracha, the word matzik, anything for Hamas, in the beginning of the chewing of the bread, and if it's like he does need it, so maybe the chewing is the atolah in there. So Hamas, that's what we had over here, something similar, I don't know if they had that closely, I don't think the quote is. That's a different position, that's it. A style of muscle. What kind of is the mind of coming? It's never similar. You have to put the double shalom into your mouth, and then you can start shooting it in your mouth. You know, by the time you swallow it, it's no longer double shalom, it's chewed up already. But still, that's not enough. It's called because it's mean. And then it's called a barrier. So what kind of thing is this? Even if you have like the shalom, the Chabad also is a certain agreement. When we start going to barrier, I tell you something, you start going to next, so it's like they're going to make it. That the Babli is Chayrut and Yishamuna. Even if you all like Yishamu Chayrut, it's only called a barrier if you pop it in your mouth when it's still a Babli Shalom. But if you bring a Babli Shalom in front of me, and then I cut it up, even if it's ready to throw it in the Babli Shalom, that's it, you could, that's if they crashed it in the switch, you remember bringing it to me, that's not right. And if they brought it to me and I cut it up and then I eat it, then it's more the Babli Shalom. But even the kind of Shalom, that should be more. Some of the Gurush says like that. Mother Ravam matches it a lot on this Rosh. He doesn't come up with a good stuff. The Rosh and I get it, right? So I said, if I do it with olive, draw the shole, and then he starts cutting out, oh, since I do it with olive on the shole, and you put it on the table in front of him, so that's called a barrier. Even though by the time he puts it in his mouth, it's just that way. It's all over the shit, and the shole, and the breath will go big. You could throw it away with other things, the breath will come
in. You don't get markets for feeling or something.
So that's something.
You don't get markets for feeling of a shole.
Ah, you don't even set it, and you set the block of before you cut it up. I don't think
you even make the block before you eat. So once you make the wall before you cut it up, the wall will go from the papers that you make.
So he said, for the block before you cut it up. It's also preferable to recite the bracha and halakha, if I do it or whatever, and if I was showing them to have a Babi Shemesh on the Hashimi kind of bracha.
Even if you know from the Rishonim that the dinosaurs are getting the Chazayir, how do you know that the Chazayir or the piece of the Rishonim on the Dokka?
The Rishonim has that, then that's also the Rishonim.
How does the Rishonim know that?
I don't know.
Obviously, the whole fire is a completely different entity, isn't it?
I do not know if the rice, which is a complete green, and that the fish talk to one unit of another tangerine, or one unit of a reno, another family. Sacrifice?
I don't know.
The Bishan makes the fish. The Bishan makes the fish. Same Dakas of a reno. The whole thing is a quotation from Bishan. Here, the mother of Ram, and I find the rice, a detailed question regarding the barrier. Therefore the Rishon says you don't pass like the Rishon, so forget about it. Against the Dabbin, you don't pass. Another say, the Mishnah is trying to another Achim say, forget about it. It is a school, not a school. It's a school, it's over the morning, it's in Dabbin and Kulim. It doesn't correspond to the Hagia Rebellion. The one year ago, that's the Kulim and Rebellion, it doesn't correspond to anything there. So it's not Mishnah, not even if they're two different stories. The Dabbin and Shabbat, no school. It's against all the other Gemara's about Dabbin, so it's kind of open up. Then the Mishnah is saying, another sign, not a sign, he says. Nachatayim can ignore the third parak in Makis. So the Nachlekes of Shimon and Rabban in the Makis, how much tevel do you have to eat in order to get Malkus? Ele passa na casaia. Lembra? É naquele costume de ganhar. Ele vai na casaia, então ele vai na casaia. Ela tinha, ela tinha que estar fazendo um mexinho. Ele tinha que ir para o seu regulamento. Se ele não era para ali, ele era no fichico, se ele tinha que entrar no chat, para o seu regulamento. Se ele era o seu regulamento, ele era para chat me, choices, a dar a choices para mim, ela ainda está ali no robô. Se ele tinha que ir para o regulamento, ele era para o regulamento, ele não tinha que ir para o regulamento, ele não tinha que ir para o regulamento. Ele era para o regulamento, ele era para o regulamento. And then you encourage the right. The only time you have to, the only time you have to encourage the right is when you get to Michael's courage and to Michael's heart of the shaking. If he knows he's done a courage, you know he's doing this, you know the shaking. But the same as damn figure makes the time you make to Michael's heart if you have to eat the right. But just about Malchus, the defense should be Malchus when he has to know it, so I should shoot this house for the Malchus. That's how the man says in Dukum 6. And there's another place, it's true. And the market for the Mishnah, market says of Shimon Hall, that if he calls on the rest of the on the rest of the Rabban and says, it's not right, you have to be the right. So if Shimon says, I don't want it to know, the one if he knows, I share it, what if he's going to know a little, even a little bug? Are you not ready to me? But he's not going to have a desire, it's like you're making, because it's a strong to be your son. So let it be creep out, I shall tell him, he's one kernel of grain. But several, so let's consider that very, the children, we have much, you don't need a shiur to die. But with the grand of Rabban from the world, Lidbara, the sheep of the, and a Chati Shiriyot and like this. Chati Shiriyot and like this mountain. And I feel it with the Zeichem. You have the Chati Shiriyot and make it. But you are masking that if it's a very good one make it. So let's consider Chitachas to be worth a very, but only one, and the other time I'm going to do, we don't have to make up children. It's not a bee of Nishama. And the only time it's called a bee is if it's an animal, like a man, like a dog. Or a machai comes from an animal, or a giranashi, English, a chunk of an animal. But a bee of a vegetable, that doesn't count. That's the lesson anymore. So that's the definition of the ancient time of English one would want to say. If these are two different stories about Nishama, there's no fear, there's no riot in the bodily against Nishama. You don't have to do probably, but there's a right in a certain place, and not just against Nishama. So it's supposed to be at Nishama. So the Hashemite is trying to against this Nishan. Not one of them did the Babli is against you. Not one of them did the Babli in Kulun. All the speakers said, we are very things to be against, we are very things to be against. And number three, the Mishnah of Zaytun has the Gemara Matthew says, there is exactly what Nishan is. It's not called a Babli at all. That's a Zayi, so at least some of the men, it's just like a back because it can perpetuate itself. It's almost like high. If you take a mental intelligence from the Bangalore, it's safe. Because it doesn't, this type of guy, the thing of the family is right. Is much more precious than the biggest fear of it. Because the plant is in Kinkreta, it's the only thing. It's the land, it's the land, it's the
land,
yeah,
yeah, okay,
yeah. That's the part, that's the Shalom side, that's the Shalom side. That's the Shalom side, that's the Shalom side. So even my little home course, there are two versions exactly within the Shalom. But one should, and the Chabad recommends, you should be cautious for the Shalom. Not from the Tuna, you have to see that it's a better Shalom. So there are two versions within the Yishami. What kind of a bed can it possibly be? So the Rosh and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda was the easier way. Rabbi Yehuda is on page 54. On page 54. About 10 lines from the top of the Rabbi Yehuda. In the roof, on the side of the roof, there are the Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Rishani Mashna, Rishani Mashna, Shilu Hu Deria, Apal Tishenu Kazai Tidak, Liyakhra, Biyamihas, Na Obe De Rabbi Yehuda, Mishu Deria, Mishu Rabbi Yehuda, Mishu Kera, 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 that's a good kind of Nishan there, too, because I put the cash, but that's what the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan said. He's speaking, he's throwing Rabbi Yechanan, even one unit of the pomegranate, even though it's not the whole thing, to the Brach Lachra. He makes a Yishani from there, the Rabbi Yechanan, the other desires go. Then he gives the 10 lines to the Pavli, that's on page 54. That's 15 lines to the top of the Rabbi Yechanan. He makes a Yishani from there, the Rabbi Yechanan, the other desires go, not like the Pavli answered, and the desires back there, and all of the desires, by the time she left, Rachmi should now be buried. Are you Rabin? And he passed my law. Why is the actual Amr at Amr Shalom? I'm not Amr Yishan. Somehow that the doctor is not necessarily contradiction. We know my people like this. When is he called a failure? Only because the failure to eat all food. So there are some foods where people need to see more than some people need to get there an hour. Some have at least a few instead, so we need to eat them an hour to throw it up. If you have an hour to throw out the food, and then you ate there. But if you have, let's say, even tea, let's say that's like fruit tea, to some people who are growing with the tea. Is that the barrier? You ate the whole grape? With the tea? That's not called the Gavishama. Now you don't have to call them Shama Shalom to the guy's blood like this. Avram the Gavishama, we offer him a Gavishama, the second is the right one. Avram the Gavishama, we offer him a Gavishama, the Gavishama, we learn the Gavishama, I love him, great. Oh, but he's only a very, very tiny little seed, great to them. Rakhayach in the head, 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 Rakhayach in the
So if you're going to have a double shalom, they're a part of the vegetable that are inedible. So how is that conspired to the shear? Because that doesn't matter, because the essence is conspired to the bone, is conspired to the shear. Not the shear, the bone is conspired to the very bad. And then the idea is inedible. It doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be edible. That's the definition. I'll tell you the same over here. The fits are not edible. You don't have broccoli before or after. And you say, but the fits are needed. If you didn't swallow the fits, then you don't have a double shalom. It doesn't matter.
Could be that not, I don't know. Either Rosh, or Al-Gimara, the mother of Al-Khaltab, and the man who tells the truth, don't call the Rosh Hashanah, it's made in the Yitzhak, it's
but if you have a big trip inside, no one's going to eat it, and obviously you're going to throw out the soup, and it's never going to be a failure, because it's a whole Yerushalmi, it doesn't apply at all. You're going to have been rained there, and that been rained there, but never have been better. That the Yerushalmi has to be not cooking in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells us that Yerushalmi has eight and olive. And that when Yerushalmi says, I'll have big things, but there's not little food. And then the animals obviously didn't eat the kids that the olive is doing what? How does the Yishami say that it's a failure? So he's reinterpreting. He's giving a basic shot to Yishami. He ate a fruit which was like an olive. He didn't even eat an olive. He ate a fruit which is like an olive, and he swallowed the whole fruit with the seeds inside. But if he really ate an olive is not shot, it's out of the fruit inside. So it's a basic shot that he said. The Pesach Shana Yishami is in an olive. Even the fruit that was the size of an olive. Even though the grape was exactly the size of an olive, but it didn't have a sheer kezayis in the fruit of the grape. Part of that kezayis was the pit, but the pit is not in size to the sheer. But the pit makes it that it's a double shoreline, even if it would have been less than a kezayis, you would have also said a block. That's how they have to do it. That's how they have to do it. That's how they have to do it. But that's how they have to do it. And another one point that the rush is the same is not like the rabbi in the end. See, the Rosh on page 50, and it's after the Rosh. The Rosh on page 50 on the second column, and that's after the Rosh. So the Yishalmi, he starts up right away. The two different stories, the Yishalmi might say, over the Achim. On page 50 in the Rosh on the second column, about 10 lines from the top. And as in bracket, stops on the second one. And then the next line he says, the Yishalmi might say, over the Achim, a different story. The Achim and 80 hours, and he said about it before, and yesterday they were wondering what's going on. But that's what the Rosh quotes the story. The Ashka, now he discusses. The Ashka, now what are we going to do with it? He answers the Gemara, the Dar HaHu, the Gush, the Yishalmi. If it's the same story, you have two versions. In Tehecho, the Gemara, the Dar HaHu, Yishalmi. So it's a Machalekia, it's a Sira, Rana, we talk about it in a very bright design. The Gemara, the Dar HaHu, and it's a Sira, we're talking about the Bible, like that. Even like the Sira, it's in that Vechala. If I lived in it, so I was still going to talk like the Mount Abel, the Epshad, the way he started off, the Yishalmi might move to Achina. He starts off right away and he says it's a different story. Abel Epshad said there are the same Mount Abel, but two different stories. So what are the two stories? The story in the Babli didn't qualify as a failure. So that's why the Babli had to say, that's a guy's building, and that's the throwing out the pit, and he's going to be my guy's enemy. The story in Yishalmi did qualify as a failure. But just a minute, when he's giving an hour to see that nothing you throw at the pit. So what kind of argument would be a failure? Because I've been in the end of the if you throw out the pit, it's never going to be a failure.
What's up?
You're not going to throw out, it's never going to be a failure. But the Rosh claims not so.
Huh?
That's what he says. The Jewish can see a concept of this in a sheep. Clearly, not what the Rabbi Lehman. Clearly, the same is not what the Rabbi Lehman says. If you don't eat the whole thing, it's not a day. The rest of Google are fond of shoulder. Very sure the rush is very sure. So if the Mogad one, none of the Sega might be missing over here. He takes that little lunch and makes shalva. He's talking about one thing, he's talking about another thing, very different shot. Very different. For the Master Shekhar and the Mother of the Sage, and the whole Aliyah is explained that the Mother of Ham is the Kisim of Mother. The Pashtus is clearly a machlokes. The Rosh is not any other. The Pashtus is not that any other. The Rosh is there. How is that going to tell you? It doesn't correspond to the Dinah of Bayit that I even have. Then the thing is there, you have to think the whole thing. The whole Rosh is up there. What do you mean? Who is in the front of Davishonim? What kind of man? Davishonim is sitting in the mouth of Davishonim. It's not in the morning. The end of Kira Noshe. The need of Ibn Achai. You can cover up the thing put in the mouth. It's not a failure. The Chok of the Bachut, then the Chok of the thing, if you shoot it up, before you throw it in, then it's called a failure, because you're shooting at the beginning of the Akiva. Okay, shooting at the beginning of the Akiva. And if it's doing a lot of trouble, surely. That's what he said to Jacob. You know, the father doesn't show me to put it in his mouth like that. That's the question. Anyway, this is basically the day, this is the famous Kiyushami, whether we talk like it or not. That's the shame. The Mokka is the day shaken in Babylon, by Malkus, basically. It is a Mokka in Babylon, by Malkus. But the problem is it doesn't correspond to all the rules and regulations in the other day. So how can that be a failure? That's the problem. Then at the end of the taste rules, talking unrelated to what they have, because really should be a different, different cases. Well, the Yeshua Yishamis, they're talking on Yishamis. That's the thing for Yishamis. Okay, the old Yeshua Yishamis is another story, totally unrelated. Talk of the Baruch Atum of Tola Mechlech. He has a vegetable that he wants to eat, and he says whatever birth he has on the birthday list. So not only are they, the fellow, the bird, and the children, and the children. But not only are they. The shock of Achim, and he takes another term of stuff. And the Shaman says, "Boy, Bruch is in Nachit, and has to be said another birthday, I'll go, another birthday." Why? Because he wasn't holding the other one in his right hand, he might have laid her in the next to the left. He says they have the food in the right hand, and he says, "Boy." And now the Shaman, what if he says, "You're brought on two things, one for the right, and one birthday, I'll go, and what?" He's going to say, "Abdel, you're going to say, birthday, I'll go, and I'm going to even tell him I'm your son." So which do you have in the right hand, which do you have in the left hand? The Gemara says, whichever is more question, you have in the right hand, the left question, you have in the left hand. But speak to the Gemara, you have to always tell the Gemara, one thing, you have in the right hand. But that's what it sounds like to me, Shama. I'm holding in the right hand, the same as that, then I drop this. And then I take a different person, because the person got there and dirty, so I can't eat it. So because I wasn't holding it in my hand, that's why the Gemara wasn't. How? The Shami asked me that if he's drinking water by water cooler, or he's drinking water by the river. There's nothing holding. Holding nothing in the filler. And it's not even a funnel. The river is flowing. And he says, "How can we move water?" And then he finally leaves home to stick to water. It's intentional, wasn't the son of the Shaman who said the bill. Then the Shami, the Korach, Maishmaniyama, Samayim, Pirish, where's the Kasha? The Shimabarak, Lishkai, he says, "How can we move water?" The Hanayaki, the Hanayaki, the Nimu, the original water flows away, this is new water. They talk about Pamachelis. He can say, "Shaka, why the water cooler?" And the Yishami, that's not Kash, and Yishami, the Hakabali, how we like them to come over there. He knew Yishami, yeah, there's Yishami, he knew that the water was going to go away, he hadn't been. But after the term is called Yorda, she hit from Yorda, he didn't realize. First he said, he kissed the term is called. But that is only so that's the thing with Yishami. What if you said it, rock on water, and the water's flowing, and obviously you had a month, the Chassid is supposed to hold in you like this. So the Chassid is not supposed to drink water, and the water cooler. And if it's not, then you say, well, you know, it's not the problem. Okay. If the one is small, you say, well, it's not the problem. And the problem, I said that he didn't have anything. He did have anything. He had anything. But that's the problem. As you said, it's on this cut of the seed. And that's the thing. And then he's sitting there and he wants to cut the piece of the beam. And he didn't cut. But then he has to stand by the shop and he was up. And he's like, no, there's an athlete. And this is quoted. And he's like, there's an athlete. And the habit of the there. What if he says, like, three cups of tea?
Isn't it?
Everyone has. He's not.
No, he doesn't
have three cups of tea. They say, shopping with Zoya, and the whole cup of tea spills, then why am I? Yes, the first one thing to say, yes, the second thing to say. The whole cup of tea spills, the first one, that he said, say, you said, you can't say, you shouldn't say, you're the water cooler. No. Now the water cooler hasn't been to drink whatever water is going to be there. He hasn't been to drink this water. So the bracha was called, what's the bracha? He said last week, two ways on the chair. What's the bracha? I say shaka with the bracha. I'm not allowed to talk to her, I take the first bit. But then I keep on drinking for a while. The bracha is left on the first because it's in the bracha. And the second is 15. And he said, I said, let's just have a true way to understand the nature of the name. And he said, either only the first marshal will require the breath, the first marshal, and one of the breath, and the breath for the first marshal. And he said, the Chacham said, we can eat the rest without a breath. He said, this was the tea. It was a shakra, and then you have another thing that is shakra. So the Chacham said, you only have to say shakra, and he said, you only need a breath on the rest. You can eat the rest without a breath. Or, you can say differently, once the breath is material for the first bit, and this is tea, and that's tea, and that's ice cream, and this is fish, and this is chicken, and this is all the chakras, and out of mind, all the chakras that I'm going to give to me, so all night, that everything I'm doing, so once the brought is equipped for the first marshal, the merit is equipped to everything later, even though I'm being nice to it, because everything is equipped to the chakras. So that's enough for me, you know, to do it. That's enough for me, to the great day, to the great day, what the hell's doing. So you say only the first marshal needs the brought, and you don't need the brought on the red? And yeah, the bracha has to call on everything. The one who is no hectic, one who is bracha, has call on the first marshal. So everything is required, yaka, the bracha has call on anything. That community will be over here. He had a mind to fish out for everyone to drink the first cup. The first cup is good on the road. He never got to drink anything over here. So the shami was that when you say shaka, does the bracha call on another drink that you're going to ask? Does that feel that the bracha has call on it also? So take the next cup, you haven't been able to see. But he said, no, the broch is only high on the first marshal. He doesn't need a broch. But he spilled the first, let's say, I spilled half a cup to spill a little left. So when I said, Shahako, the whole cup is like around the Tamar, I didn't have him drink after the first marshal. How is it I'm going to drink? Some of them were there, some of them still over here. But if I spilled the whole cup and there's nothing left, I didn't have in mind that the brother should go. I had in mind to talk to the brother should relate to a marshal and hit in his cup. And then I'm going to drink the rest without any need for a brother, so the brother never related to the rest. But that's the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. If he has a silver cup, and he says whatever, first your egg, first your adam, whatever, a fruit, a rest, whatever. And he had in mind to eat more than one silver cup. And that silver cup fell on the floor. But that's the machlokes in the Chabad and Amor, can eat the other silver cup without a brother or not. And that's the
I think that's the shelter.
You could tell that a long time coming in the other side.
Yeah, That's the side where these demons carry over to Birchat Hanin. If the Rebbe's son, he thought that that's what the issue was. If he said that the Birchat Hanin only relates to the first Masha and the rest is not to be Birchat, he said, I swear no sense about Birchat Hanin, so it doesn't make any sense. What are you going to say? Only the first Shkita needs to Birchat, the next time you want Shkita, then you get Birchat, my young man, so the rest of the Hanin, and I'm like, let's go, I can't understand. The only last is the first Masha, then the other half of the first Masha, then he says, you don't need to Birchat Hanin. But the Birchat Hanin seems to be the vision of the nation. But if he says that the Birchat Hanin wants to call on the first Masha because he's not Master, then the marriage and the Birchat is serious to everything, he can't even do that first off. If that's why he wants the Birchat Hanin, so she wants the Birchat Hanin to also. So you see, there is a shame in the doing, whether the detail of halachis, of hexes, that Birchat Hanin apply to the Birchat Hanin or not. So this issue of payment was quoted in the Shogunat and everyone's clear at that table. So they give me an idea, and then look at when I said Brocha, and then after I say, I should have done it, then the Bakoi looks and realizes that they have a little Tedra. A little Tedra, so we start learning to a different thing. So the poor, the big person, have a whole thing about that. How does this compare to payment? Even if it isn't like the Mocham, it doesn't have a Mocham or less Kham, but that's why I don't know if not a Shai. I think it's not fun. Or if it was later, some Yishanim Nachayim, so it was later, if they showed him over here, so then they continue from here in the next Talmud, and tell us what's going on. But what if it gives details, when is it considered the same term as when is it a different term? So that Yishanim Nachayim didn't ask him that the topic, the theme, applies to Birchat Hamitzvah also. Some Yishanim Nachayim doesn't apply there to Birchat Hamitzvah, only that they apply to Birchat Hamitzvah. Yishanim Nachayim didn't ask him that. And that's what you said by the Shaper, and we should have to figure out the details of the application. You say that this cloud of the term is applied to Birchat Hashem also. The question is, how do you apply it there?
What's the best part? Take one part, you know, sometimes you want to do extra colors, and then you throw it, you see, Then we understand that if you said the block on this, and it turns out it's going to match the amount of it, it's going to match this one, then you never have that in mind, so that's no good. But the shadow, what about that difference on this block? That difference on this, he said the block on his knife on this, he's going to do the knife on this one later anyway. Because now you wish there's money in other shapes, but that's what we cost the next one. We cost him even by difference on this one, like by by the shape of other people. In some parts, we have to read the details from it. One thing is the details you have to look at. How do the details work out? Some people say kiddish, and they don't drink any more wine in the middle of the meal. That's all, just drink their kiddish. A lot of people have my home because she's been drinking wine the whole year. This is not like this. It says, let them curse and show up the back of lines of death, I've gotten anything to finish. And on the rest, I'll shoot them. So before you had a chance to sip anything, the whole cup of wine filled out. So it says in the Mechaber, he should fill up the cup of wine, take back the agapen, and drink it, and he doesn't have anything to finish. The din of Hamadah, Tasha Yutam, doesn't necessarily mean you have to drink that part of that wine. You have to take different types of alcohol because mom is still with her. You didn't have the mind to drink another cup of wine. You have to have the mind to drink more because you're going to say finish and then you have the mind to drink more in the course of the meal. But then your Amel would say, the Amel would say, you have to say another type of alcohol. That if you didn't have a mind, then you have to say another type of alcohol. But you don't have to say over the finish. And the rest of the Yutam does not necessarily have to be from that place as long as you drink a cup of wine. In conjunction with the
medication, when you have the water, when you have the drink, you can make the water and not put on the fountain, and then the water comes later, or you have to put on the fountain, let the water run, then make the pool, then drink. This is the mind that the water flows. The water has to flow when you make the water, or can you also just know that?
Eight over there. I've walked in, blocking it, clear taxi, prayer was involved, she was giving oil and singing Ramna. What did you think of him? Didn't begin. So he didn't have in mind that shelter, but he came to turn the shelter. But there were three shelters and had in mind the shelter. And the shelter had in mind the shelter. You should add, That's the same as the Ramot stock and turn.
I don't know, more than one bread, but you can eat maybe.
That reminds me more than that one little red color.
Yeah. It's never nothing to happen.
That is more figurated. I think a piece can be figurated. That's the person needs to teach and he says, well, see where A is, and then he has to finish and he decides wants to have another teach. So he never had that in mind. So then he has to say another breath. But you assume that whatever is the fun of, he's the struggle. Yeah. And he has to say, he's only going to eat one teach and that's all, coming down a diet, and then he enjoyed it so much and he wants to have another teach. So the third, he has to say another breath. That if he... And if he has a parish in 90s, more than one, so about his good, even if he had a teacher that he knew each other. And if he just said, God, hey, so he wasn't thinking the parish one way or the other, so then we distinguish. Whatever is the front of our shulchan, the sum that we had in mind, in case they want to have more, that's included. Whatever is not the front of whatever is in the refrigerator, it's in that matter. But if he has the parish in mind, he deserves the right to eat more food. If the person said that he wrote on the paper, he had a cell in the garden, so he can eat it. And he only had a mind to eat one food. And now because his cell is a different thing, he never has that in mind, and he has still another person who wrote. So that's life with the first last of a brother in October. The next man, Roman Yishami, says, yeah, that's the thing. Whenever he said a brother in October, he has to say, but then, where am I quickly on the word? So what person? The young person who wrote the word, Yishim, Kali Brachu, Atal Bechayim Lachalam, it is the case between the Rambam and the Shoflach, are interpreting the Nisham. The Kali Brachu, Atal Bechayim Lachalam, 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 So why is it a make Shem Shema Yachar? It says Shem Hashem, it says Shachar Mimu Breath. And here it is right. Now I don't say Shachar Mimu Breath, Mimu Breath, Mimu Breath. Now I don't say Mimu Breath, Mimu Breath, unless you're eating bread. You can't say that it's not Mimu Shem Shema Yachar because you said a Sheva. That Sheva is Kilo Bira Din. That's what you need to say that Sheva. So you want to fear yourself from violation of the Yisra of Mimu Shem Shema Yachar. So say quickly another Sheva. You say the Shem Hashem, you can answer Hashem. So say quickly, Baruch Shem, Shem Hashem, Yom Vod, as a Shem for the Shem Hashem, as you said, so you will not be in violation of Moshe Shem 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 Yom Vod. The Shem that you said, Shachim, and you've got very few of your friends, that is God, is not accepted, but that is connected, and this. You say another Shem quickly. That's a person in the Shulchan Aruch. And there is a group that we show him, that Yeruchim Tehler discovered, and now he is, Yeruchim Tehler has in his commentary on the Great Omniscience where Sandy Baron, he always has discussions that no one else in the world has. So he discovered three Rishonim have a whole different shot in that Yerushalmi. So the Bershen, is the next man down in the Yerushalmi. First he shows us a good Yerushalmi. We talk about one of them and he shows that if you have the next man down in the Yerushalmi says, the first one says, you have a similar set of cells, you got to say, then the next mandam is saying, So that's the end of the story. That's the finish, the conclusion of the paragraph. He's not going to say the Kindred on Mary Sarah, then you have to say Baal Shem. And the other Shem had a gift that Sarah Shem, Anavar. So he says, oh, it's a different story. This is about Anavar. If it has Anavar, that means that he's Chayrak on the first mandam. And he says, well, Yad Shati, first one he has, the Yodorua. The Salish has a different shot, take the Salish at the moment of Goshen, they called upon the first Mandama with the Salisha, the Mahayach is there, there's a little son, doesn't agree on anything with his father, but he agrees this part that the next Mandama is coming from the first one, and if it's not Harisha, that's a guy, ask Arabon. The Rishon that they usually don't look into. Arabon has three Rishon and one different shot, but the next Mandama says, the Pankum in the Rishon says, Salish Shayam Goshen, he disagrees with the first Mandama. That's the Tesis is paraphrasing the Yisham. No. It's Tashiyama. You want people to imitate the droplets? It's like another chromosome. So there's no need to say another vote, right? You could have voted right. You could never show how many votes are if you have to say. That he really didn't have a monkey to set them in the group. And the first one done, you have to say a brother on the second one. So it's not that broken, and Baruch Shem said, Machus of the Elevator, not to be mistaken and broken about that. There is no Tikkun of Gemara Nahir, it's a Brachel HaTole. How can we rectify some of Tikkun whenever it's a Brachel HaTole? When even in this room, it's the first one down, we have to fill another Brachel, because the first Brachel didn't relate to this. And the second one down, said, no, the first one to relate is good on this. And look for a little bit that you really want a bracha to say this. It's a way to say a bracha without being a violation of Shei Shemayim and HaTorah. So let's see a person takes the cup of tea. He has the cup and instead of saying Shaka, he can say, Baruch Shem, pray for the Messiah. So the Malach has the Ruach says, you're Jewish, that you'll be yet to be ever. If you say Baruch Shem, pray for the Messiah, you'll be yet to be ever. And he said, when that's the shot that Yanky Rabino, he goes right there and right there. So Yanky Rabino wanted to tell him, that's where the Rahana Peshmir, he has come Yanky Kayami, he wanted to be Migali, he says, the Mashiach is going to come. The Tata and Nani Shkir, and he didn't understand why it was the Tata. The Tata Shkir, because he's done some better one to say, well, Mashiach is going to come, and that's going to be Migali. The Yanky Rabino thought that that was wrong, he couldn't understand why it was the Tata Mashiach. He thought Shem Yosh to come too, because one of the children is not a mind reader. And they're not worthy of having so he said this, so he said, is anybody at a minute? So we all said, Shmaitz, no! That was the father name, Shmaitz, Shemachim, we all have a minute. The younger man said, the Rosh Hashem said, Machetim on this. So when he said, the Rosh Hashem said, Machetim on this, so he said, we know Hashem, Hashem, you have to say, there are Hashem, I make this. So you have to say, Shachlan or something. So the father, God had children, he was bringing up the sinner, he was wondering what God was all the time in India, what loves the suffering. What's your statement? Can I hear that my children are him? I look at him, do you believe in him? And it's a purposeful. What's all the time, small time, can I hear that? A purposeful. What's there come to you? But it was the father and then the sinner. So I had a lady for suffering. And I read about something, maybe the next one. He said he had to write that there's something wrong. But then they told him, Shnaipash, I'm afraid Shemachon, what are you talking about? It's a different reason why you're talking about Shemachon, because they know Shemachon's mind, you should be the guy with the kids. That he was a prophet, that if Shemesh knew a favor, or it's not. The law has to, I mean, it's not such a big surprise. But it's certainly not wrong. The law is certainly wrong, but if it's just today, he had a way with that thing. So what are you doing now, the prophet's prophet? So he says, that's what Yanzi really said. He says, Hashem Hashem Amach, he said, Baruch Hashem, that's what I'm saying. He says, it's a language of Bracha that he says, whatever he says, he has these Yishan. The Yishan don't say that Yanzi, that's what he says. Because the Shalom says, there's a rule, the Barach has the rule, I have that detail on my throat, it's basically the best of the same thing. But the one who said Baruch Hashem is not the one place between the Ram and the Nisha Kamara, he's all excited. That means that you can tell that they're so excited. When he finds the Shem was saying the Kiddush, not the way some of them were. So Kiddushu and Shemirish and Kiddushu, they're so biased in all of the obscure sources to show that not everybody agrees to the way we always get. Not that. No, he says that these Rishonim don't have it from our practice. These Rishonim have a decision. Okay. At the end of today's sefer, at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah mentions, the Eilah HaMalach HaMishamach HaEzem Yisnei Malach Nalek Levenay Yisrael. It says that Yisrael has Malachim, Esav has eight Malachim. And in this Torah, Yisrael Ben Biyar, Yisrael Ben Zeh, the eight Malachim. So the Mishamim quotes on our brethren, many Shabbat, it's not Revelation Shabbat. Why do they have eight Malachim if only had? Is all Yankov Avinu for? They didn't deserve to have any Malachim. But the Yankov Avinu, the guy got a seven point with 30 of them. But he keeps on saying Avinu. He says eight times Avinu. This one is Shereh, the son of first time of Avinu, and this is the first time. And every time he said Avinu, there was no need for him to say Avinu. So if he keeps on saying Avinu, so the Rosh Hashanah is out, and he has an internal. We don't have to give it. The Gemara has, but you have to understand that you. The Gemara in the first parish in his first has a gun to figure that Khalifa and the Shaykh. The Gemara is Mahal Shabbat, and he's in line with a ship, and he's got a trace to it, and he's got called over after. And then the other hand is the best of honor in the Shaykh. And he taught him on the back, and he said, do not enter the Russia from Dukamai 2000, and his wife called out, and the Gemara is his wife called out, she's in a donut, starts as much, and her own money, and the honor of her husband's religion. So the Gemara says, also showing the cause of another shame so cool, because they were conquering the Russia. So the Gemara gets that back in the first place and says, I don't think you have father and his Khamis and the Shem that Benny Lena has terrible that and Shai Shiva. The Gemara says, at the end of the Matkana Kasubi, with the Rahakhana is showing the end of my day, the Lema and the Kosh and Yaita Bahim. With the Bahim of my day is with them. So let me know when he gets that I have to do with that, then he said, with the person says, no, what it means is the Muck is the Kosh Yavish. Then I have a Bahim of my day. He's afraid. So the man says, what was the matter with this guy? He goes, look away, forget about it. Why do you have to go deal with him? And the man says that the angel was punished. He had to suffer with the Shemana Malach and Shemana Malach because he kept on counting him. So if I steal him in his Russian, did he do right or did he do wrong? I think the pastor says like this, they come over a story, Malach and Malach, they tell over a story about the Chazalish says that the story about the Chazalish dying. And people were really nervous that if they're going to be Shalom Shabbos, they may not have enough money They may die from starvation, or they may come to that they have to run away from the country because of the establishment of anti-Semitism. They won't have enough money to buy train tickets in order for me. But by the best train in the US, if I could find, there's a lot of people jacking me. I was shocked because he's partially nervous because he's a perfect psychiatrist. And Christ said, yes, that is why I should be with him. But that's what I'm about that train in the US. Other people on the highway shopping in the community because they're nervous. But he has depression, he's not nervous. I'm not nervous, he has depression, so don't be nervous. The people who are nervous, it's a topic that kind of thing. So what you said of this, so the answer from the biography of the Chazalish, it's a very bear, the first of the Chazalish, so yes, the Shalom, and the Nice, and the Nazis were approaching Eretz Yisrael. So they never got to the top, but there were times that they had the heroes over Eretz Yisrael, and they had the blackouts. And then there was a shot, we sat blackouts in America, practice. And then we had to turn on all the lights, and we just had the radio on. And then the new radio with the green light on. So the shot was like Saturday night, had a blackout, they just pulled down the shade, we didn't have the issue blinding. Pull down the shade for the lights were out, so the police could come in and they would give you a fine if you didn't turn out the light. And I thought, they explained, Shabbat, turn out the light. Okay. So the Shire, that was only practice. Those are the Mavishas, I said, the people turn out the light. They said, you have to bomb, you turn out the light. Now you didn't help, you turn out the light. They don't have to look to see where the lights are. They know where the houses are without the light. But usually they didn't have the radar. But the only way the enemy carries is the last time he said, I don't even know where he was, he turned out the light. The siren was, and there was the show. They heard the siren go there from a distance, miles away. It's a prophet, Kashash, that kind of thing, but they come here. The family not going to drop bombs over there either. That's prophet, Kashash, that they actually drop bombs over here. So you're allowed to turn out the lights and try to light them up. Huh? Oh, that's it. So what occasion was it? Was she the answer? So the prophet, so the prophet, as each passing based on the stock of the prophet's life, so he says, if some of the people are nervous, you can't say whatever is nervous, it's a prophet's sakana, referendum. If it's a 50-50 prophet's sakana or nura, that's a real prophet's sakana. It doesn't matter whether you're brave or not. Let's say I jump over the Empire State and I say, hey, look now, no hands, I'm not afraid. The sakana is a prophet's sakana, they're coming shooting. So it doesn't matter whether he's very brave and he's not nervous. But yes, people, when they say the Yom Shet and Sakhana thing, is their birth to Sabbath Sakhana. But it was less than 50-50, but very 49 is their birth to Sabbath Sakhana. But it was much less. Maybe it's only 5% Sakhana, 95% that's less. So that's a very slight Sabbath Sakhana. We know. But then, if that's correct, let's make it for 1 year from 5 million children. Then. So that's ridiculous. That's not a Sabbath Sakhana. That man has a new Antonia. If you can walk on that, someone died from New Antonia. If you have a new Antonia, you can go to the drive to the hospital and try to mask. Wait for that to shatter. In one case, in 5 minutes, someone's going to die from just poisoning because of New Antonia. I said, someone's throwing up. He's not really going to die. He's coming up. He's going to throw up. It doesn't mean too much. The Sabbath Sakhana is a process that is not coming. It's only considered Sabbath Sakhana to be ready to die. So that's why I need more shop at this community. Some of the people are nervous about the fact that we hear the sirens and resistance, then it's called the Sabbath Sakhana, and everybody has to turn out the light. All of the people are not nervous, but yeah, they will not be talking. Or they will not be talking, but they're just not nervous. So then, that's the kind of thing. It's not a question of 95% or 98% or 99% or 99%. But because of the medicine, we know that it's Sakhana, but then the Gemara says, Shemesh Tzayim Hashem. What does it mean, Shemesh Tzayim Hashem? If the people are not nervous about it, they do not call the Sabbath Sakhana. If they are nervous, then it is called Sabbath Sakhana. If it's an individual issue, I'm afraid if I want to know how to Shabbat, I don't have money to run away from the Nazis, I hear that I have anti-Nazis. So if you are nervous, it's a Sabbath Sakhana. If you are nervous, you're not nervous, you can't say the time of Sabbath Sakhana. If the issue is going to drop bombs, then you're nervous, you're going to drop bombs, you can say, well, what does that mean? To leave the lights on. What does that mean? To leave the lights on. I'm going to leave the lights on because he's going to drop the bomb on him. That's one person who never says, Father, I can't tell you that. So he's done with that tonight over here. Yanka Ravino, was married to that Asa. It was many years. Asa was at the kingdom that was 23 years ago. 23 years. A lot of things. And that was really left to be ready in the 60s. Asa was older. The maternity was older. Asa Moshe has been by now. Other woman. You. As Rosh Hashanah, and that's what it's been. Once he's not together forever and ever. And it's not the fact that it's so the question is it a fact of Kachalara? So the Gemara says, like Ravina was nervous, so there, from this time, Achim and Shem, they were like there, since he was nervous, it's a fact of Kachalara, so it's not that the marriage to Mercy and Ravina should have had more Bitach, and he should not have been nervous. What was he nervous about? 22 years later, he's still nervous. It's like ghosts. Chalemus, not as a paranoid individual. What was he nervous about? The Shalom now in Eretz Yisrael. They had people who are nervous. They had people who are nervous and they're so nervous. It's not just a terrible situation, but it was a terrible situation that brought about the whole decision, that brought about the whole government decision to give away to this man from Amadim. I thought it was a terrible situation. The Shalom, if they would have to talk and they wouldn't be a thing. They've been from talking for some years. What are they going to say though? The economy because they're... because they are nervous to their play, so they think, Sakala's got to do something, they're not going to do it, they're going to get killed. But the Shalom is, they have no right to be nervous, that's the Medi says, like Ravina, under his, in his situation, he was nervous, and he made a decision, he had to come through, the Russian had to do something, so he had to do that, had to be called nervous. But the Medi condemns him, he shouldn't be nervous with that shirt, because he wouldn't have Bobby Tuchin. So wouldn't have been one, I'm not saying that with the government's decision that it doesn't make sense. What the government did make sense. It's time for the joy. But the government said that it didn't make sense. The letter speaks also on this letter. The letter speaks about one of the children of Yankees. When the letter said that everybody was dying down his own, one child who didn't die down. The Yaman wasn't born yet. The Yaman didn't die down. So the letter says that's why the Shchinesh was the Chayat HaShamiyah. But I mean, it was the Chayat HaShamiyah. So the thing is Russian. The other letter says, because he was the only one who was born in Eretz Yisrael, the other one was born in Eretz Yisrael. The other letter says, he was the only one who didn't book for the Eretz. And the letter says, that Mordechai says, Ishmael, Mordechai was from Shevet Binyamin, Mordechai was Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael, because he had this leader from Yisrael, and he didn't have that. The son of the two of Yosh and Ahanaha, no. The even who were born in Eretz Yisrael had a Eretz Yisrael mentality, that they had the old book for the God, and they always have to come to the day. And it's happened so bad in America, so how did them tell you? This is, we're 334, we're in the 10 people in this country. They act like any country in the world but us. You don't like it, so we're like, oh, so we're still in Russia. That's the way it should be. That's what the matter says. If it's a legal to do it, gosh, we have a school of the Chaita Shemini on them. That was the correct attitude that we should have. And the matter should condemn the judge of Vino for having such a negative attitude, for having such a lot of paranoia over here. That he was nervous about the ghost. 22 years after his brother wanted to kill him, he said, he's still out to kill him. He wasn't out to kill him, what's that? He's not going to kill him over here. Keep in mind in all of life, that there are times that a person has to do everything, times that he should be the ghost. Everything has to be with a proper assessment of the situation.